Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Bjorn, you should go and watch the launch.
I will, and maybe you should go and meet the new people. You know, you have to say hi to them.
Okay, you go. I'll watch it from here.
Come on. You need to meet them sometime. You know, you're the captain. Absolutely. You go down and meet them.
I will.
Gavin! Okay, you know, I'll... Okay, if you stay here, I'll stay here too. Watch it from here. It's better to see.
Bjorn, it's been a long time since I had to order somebody off my bridge.
Okay, I'll go. But how are they going to know there's a captain on the ship if they don't see you? The invisible man is driving the bloody ship.
Mr. Allen! They're going to do the lightspeed launch on the telly.
Oh, piss off! You're not passing!
Mr. Allen, Dr. Lorraine said to not take no for an answer. She said to say it's the single most important event since the Wright brothers. They made a plane.
I know who the fucking Wright brothers are. Tell her to shove it up her...
Gentlemen from the International Space Station, we can actually see the gantry and those enormous cage-like structures surrounding the Einstein probe. And look at them, they are beginning one by one to withdraw to a safe distance. We can actually see the massive Hadoki engine.
Hey, Bjorn. Where's the old man? She's not coming.
Ah, oh, no, she's too busy.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
No, leave her.
What about Alan?
He said to tell you to...
All right, I'm going to go watch it on deck. Anyone coming?
You won't see anything. You won't see anything. What's the point?
It's a go. Yes, and everything.
Hey, is that it?
I think so. I hope so. This would be pretty fancy if we were looking at the wrong star thingy.
Well, cheers. Here's to interstellar travel.
This is pretty special, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. This calm sea, us and the sky. I love it. I wish I was a guy so I could pee off the side.
Careful what you dream of.
Oh, I don't know. Imagine just you and your ding-a-ling standing there under the almighty wheeling universe. Come on now, that would be cool.
Okay, if you need me, I'll just be in the sea, swimming away from you, screaming.
Oh, look! Look!
Is that it?
Who knows? I can't keep these binoculars steady. I see a dot moving.
Is this like being in England when there's a meteor shower? It's always cloudy and you never actually see it.
You know, I changed my mind. I think I'm gonna watch it from inside. Are you coming?
I think I'll stay here. At least there's no cloud. See ya.
All right, look out for ghosts.
Ah! Oh, sorry. I didn't see you. Sorry, Are you feeling a bit better?
I'm quite well, thank you. I apologize for my discourtesy.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I can watch the replay on TV. I want to see the real thing. It's a bit like watching a gig from the back. You can't see anything, so you're better off watching it on the telly.
Perhaps you will not see anything.
No one else seems to reckon it'll work either. I think it'll work.
What do you intend by work? You cannot reduce it to this word, okay? This is a century of knowledge made into this advertising. It's basic. No signal can travel faster than the speed of light. Nothing. Not this probe, not a man, nothing. Nothing. Billions of money on this mighty joke.
I'm not sure I'd go that far. The Podolsky engine's pretty credible by all accounts.
Look, it doesn't matter the engine, okay? No signal can travel faster than the speed of light. How do you not understand this? As a student of science, you... This is the most replicated and tested theory in human history. Nothing! It's stupidity! They named the probe Einstein! Ha! They should have named it Sinbad or something. I mean, what do I care what they name it? It's stupid! It's marketing!
If it does cause a black hole, though... Well, I'll take your word for it. But I don't think they're telling us everything. We could be in danger.
From a black hole?
any danger.
Nothing is safe from a black hole.
We should have a party if it succeeds. Break out the rum.
Oh, Lordy, here comes.
Oh, please, don't start this nonsense again. Logan!
I know, I'm sorry. We're not driving the boat. And it's far more dangerous on land where you could operate a car.
You don't have little warning lights in the car,
either. You can drink as much as you like on a plane.
Well, not if you're in the crew, sweetie.
Neither are we. I mean, we're off shift. This is the only place apart from prison where alcohol is rationed. I mean, who would know if we got bledded out here?
It won't work anyway.
Yeah, if it went faster than light speed, it would go out of the universe. There's no time or space out there. So how do you navigate back home without time or space?
Well, who needs daiquiris when we got this conversation? I'm high on science.
What does navigating even mean in that paradigm? How do you navigate without any dimension?
Oh, Lordy, is there a gun on board?
Good God, no.
What do you want a gun for?
Well, I would like someone to shoot you.
For that matter, make sure the spectacle ignites. If there's no time or space, NASA technicians have erected a
sober.
There it is. Can you see it? Is that it? Was that it? Was it early?
It is the muon catalysis.
Oh, right. So are you a bit of a physicist?
No.
There it goes. Whoa.
I'm unimpaired, and I am capable of getting my own clothes, thank you. Good night.
Night.
This is the RRS Venus calling unidentified sailing vessel.
Give me the binoculars. It's a brigantine. Well, maybe their ECDIS isn't working either. Try SAT-C.
Satellite comms are down. I've got nothing. No satellite at all.
Try HF.
Brigantine, 4 miles northeast of us. This is a Venus. Please respond. Over.
Hey, Dr. Alketa. I was just going to grab a coffee and get some breakfast before I start. Can I get you anything?
Thank you.
You dried out okay?
Yeah, obviously. But thank you.
Morning.
Tell Al-Qaeda I've fixed the sub.
Al-Qaeda? Wow, that's racist and clever. Does he know you call him that?
I don't know, I can't understand his accent.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Oh, very good. Just tell him.
So did you really not see the flight last night?
No.
Want to know what happened?
Oh, desperately.
Farmers. Bloody nothing. I mean, why doesn't anything work? The ECDIS down, the sat-nav's down, ship to shore down, internet's down, fucking, you know, phone is down. Should use the bloody walkie-talkie.
Keep trying. I'm gonna need to double the watch.
Double the what? Do you think something bad happened?
Yep.
Hey, old man, my internet and my phone aren't working again. Is that everyone, or...?
Nothing's working.
Nothing? No radio?
No phone, nothing. Could be an EMP, perhaps nuclear war.
Whoa, what? Okay, let's just keep that idea quiet, okay?
In any case, we're heading back to port after the accident.
Okay, I know that look. Something else on your mind?
Behind you.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Is that a... What the heck is that?
Rainbow?
A cuboid rainbow. It has to be a projection from somewhere. I can't see how anything could project that far. Is it possible it's a media stunt or something?
What else?
Well, you're the sailors. I don't know. Could it be a Fata Morgana?
Is there any other explanation you can think of?
You mean like a hallucination? Does it feel like a hallucination to you? Have the rest of the crew seen it?
I don't know.
Well, did you call it in?
No, we got no communication since last night.
None? At all?
Work out what it is.
Me? How?
You're the scientist.
I'm a biologist. I can tell you it isn't a mammal. Lordy, that's no use. I'm not sure it's anything else either.
Papa, get the rifle from its place above the French doors. They're coming from the woods, oh, they're coming from the woods. And Mama, you're running too.
The Light of September is funded by its audience. To find out how you can get involved and help us to make more episodes, please go to www.radiostatic.co.uk.
So sorry that you watched the paintings burn.
We'd like to thank these fabulous people whose generosity made this episode possible. Lisa Hicks, Valerie Polichar, Stephanie Condorlier, Fiona Geisner, Petra Willawaran Chichova, Chris King, Laurie McNabb.
And Papa, get the rifle from its place above the French doors.
Radiostatic.co.uk.